If you should visit heaven, how would you fare? If you should visit heaven, would you be a stranger there?
As I slept last night, I dreamed I was in heaven. And it seems as I was walking through a field of roses when I met a man named Moses. Now, he was a leader of great fame, and I tried hard, but I just couldn't call his name. And he introduced me to Simon Peter, and I got to admit that I didn't know much about him either. Now, this man John stood straight and slim. You know, I would have sworn that I'd heard of him. But he denied that he'd ever seen or much less been wed to a Cajun queen. Well, I had to hang my head in shame. My excuses were so lame. And for just what it was worth, I told him my business tied me down on earth. Well, I hadn't seen a smoking sign, so I lit one up. And I offered one to a man close by, like a feller does. And you know, he had to ask me what it was. Well, I apologized and found the need to find myself a book to read. Any murder mysteries, I asked the saint in charge of books. Oh, I thought she'd faint. A look of terror swept her face. And she searched the files, but not a trace of horror stories were on file. Well, I hurried shamefaced down the aisle. Though I tried and tried again, somehow I just couldn't fit in. Well, I hadn't either slept or wink, and I saw this sign, come and drink. Well, I stepped in and threw a 20 down, and I said, they're on me, boys, twice around. Oh, the hush was too much to ignore, and I felt like falling through the floor. Then I wake up, and I see my plight, just as clear as black and white. Things I'd done and left undone too. Lord, now I know just what I've got to do.
If you should visit heaven, how would you fare? If you should visit heaven, would you be